This is a framework of family, somebody. One should know that I am here to my inner closeness with the divine and the manifestation of divine within the world. Family, all these are attachments. At some point one has to understand that there is nothing like a family yoga. And if you look at the history, I mean, there are people who are together, wonderful. It's very rare. So one has to accept that truth, and the sooner we reconcile, the better it is. In ashram, some of us may have seen, there used to be a bodybuilder, and the playground mein hota tha, you know, when there used to be a playground performance on 2nd December, he used to do this mudgar stuff, and he would do it 1,000 times. Amazing. So he was narrating his story to me once. He had a psychological breakdown. Mother had given him a blessing packet, and she said, for the Superman. And she told him only one thing, you must keep careful, that don't get into relationship. You see, this is where the problem comes. So he couldn't. He got into a relationship. And this girl left him. So he cried bitterly. 3 days he was crying. Bahut emotional tha, gaon ka tha. Bahut achha vyakti. Cried, he had a psychological breakdown. And his deity in the village was Lord Shiva. So, after 3 days, and he had this faculty of vision, and he was really a Shiva bhakt who had turned to mother. Suddenly he saw Shiva in his home, and his description is just what mother described. Head touching the ceiling, that lahva, that reddish, this thing, pura jo mani described kiya. And Shiva just put his hand on this man's head and told him, Ma Jagat Janani, tu kahe rota hai? Again he repeated, Ma Jagat Janani, tu kahe rota hai? Third time, Ma Jagat Janani, tu kahe rota hai? And then he disappeared. Now, wo jaise button dabta hai na, he went into bliss. Now for 3 days he was in constant bliss, and he was wondering, what has happened to me? Because if you have swung from one state to another, but the lesson was very clear, and that is what is the answer. Ultimately we have to remember family, children, all this is there. But sarkar to wahi hai. Beloved तो एक ही है ये मेरे अंदर ये भाव मैं सोचता था कि डिवाइन को बिलवेड कैसे मान सकते हैं मतलब यू वांट टू बट यू आर मैरिड और यू नो वट एवर योर फ्रेंड हाउ टू मेक द डिवाइन द बिलवेड देन आई गॉट अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग आंसर आई सेड बिलवेड हु इज द बिलवेड बिलवेड समवन जिससे आप बिना कुछ छिपाए सब कुछ बोल सकते हो मैंने कहा ये तो हम किसी फ्रेंड को भी नहीं बोल सकते क्या हम अपने सारे अंदर के भावना थॉट्स बोल सकते नहीं बोल सकते देन आई रियलाइज बॉस ये तरीका सही है सो ऑलवेज ऑलवेज हैव दिस डिवाइन एज द फ्रेंड एंड बिलवेड परिवार में सुना अच्छी बात है नहीं सुना अच्छी बात है उनकी अपनी जर्नी है लेट देम गो एंड इट्स ऑलवेज गुड टू गिव पीपल दैट फ्रीडम टू फॉलो देयर ओन इफ दे आर नॉट रेडी फॉर समथिंग इट मे बी वेरी गुड फॉर यू But it may not be good at all for another person. It may even be disastrous for the third person. So follow your inner truth, but leave each one to follow their own. This is a truth which one has to at some point realize it. The sooner the better it is. This doesn't mean become indifferent. Give, if you feel like giving an advice or something, say. But don't take it to heart. Don't get, because all your longings, expectation, everything should be with the divine. Jugal Da was once narrating to me this real life story. Jugal Kishore Mukherjee, he was registrar in the ashram school. And mother spoke about him that he has the most logical mind. So he was telling me that one day he would see the two great stalwarts of the ashram who would come there near the samadhi and talk. Now I'm not going to name them, both of them are no more there, but very close. And he would feel I should tell the mother about it, or I should tell them that don't do this. But they are there from Shurbindo's those days and have been involved in everything. So he would always hesitate. So he wrote to the mother, should I, shouldn't I? Because he's morally, technically right. Because it's a disturbance, you know. And poor, actually it's not their fault. They were both hard of hearing. And they are friends from those days. So for them, Samadhi was like a home. One can understand. So he will say, ki acha ye, and he will say very loud, and he will also reply. And now everybody sitting around is looking. But because their stature, everybody would keep quiet. Is what I should say. So he told the mother, they were like a child, I must say. They were, for them it was not just Samadhi, it was home. They lived like that. They have grown up there. And you know, for them. So he asked the mother, and he was telling me, mother's reply was, if you tell them, they may change and grow. But if you don't tell them, you will certainly grow. And then she gave a little advice, knowing his nature. He said, okay, if you are so keen, tell them once and then leave it. Don't insist the point, don't try to. So this not insisting the point, if you feel an urge to say something, express it. But don't insist, because wherever there is a desire, sakam karma, there is a deviation from yoga. Don't decide the results. You say because you felt the urge, you say. But beyond it, give them the freedom to be or not to be. Leave it to their choice. Okay. Wow, okay. Two last quick questions. Huh? See, it's not necessary to try to understand them. It's not that it is mandatory. But sometimes they do give an indication. If you are conscious, we can know it by the indication. I have been helped on two particular occasions with this kind of a dream vision. Once from an incident which could have taken away my life. So I saw it and I wondered and I understood it. It clicked. It helped me. But many of the dreams are there which you don't really need to understand. You just understand that there is something going on. You can get a general sense. So it works both ways. See, greater knowledge is always a helpful thing. But problem is that the interpretation of dream is not as simple as it seems to be. So that's where the catch lies. Am I equipped? There are dreams which, because one of the things that I'm not a dream interpreter, but on Ask Alokdas, quite a few people ask about the dreams. So, but it is true that sometimes they have completely misunderstood, which makes it worse. So they are very happy, oh, we didn't look at it like that. I said, ye toh achha dream hai. For example, seeing somebody dying is actually a good dream. Because many times it means good riddance of something which had to go. I mean, good riddance, not a person. It could be an attachment, it could be something which the person represents, it could be of a tendency which you have got it. So it's many times a very good dream you are getting. But it may appear as if, you know, that person is actually going to die. Though it's very little you could probably do except offer it to the Divine Mother. So knowledge is always better, but not to get too much caught into it. It's enough to become conscious in the dreams. And to offer it to the mother and leave it at her. Anyway, she knows the meaning and she knows what is to be done. She knows how to give the right interpretation. But if you feel like, you know, some dream, you feel like, you can write to ask Alokdas. Sounds like a most welcome.